Hello, everybody. I guess you all know what it is about. You have this meeting, I guess. We are actually doing this meeting to start a new project. This is about designing remote control. So Alec is going to be the project manager of this project. And so I'm present next step. I'm Fabien Cardino. And I guess you can present this.
So my name is Joseph Rousseff, I'm from the all people who are my name is
Bob. You are?
In the building, I'm supposed to be the technique. My name is Bob Morris, and marketing my name is Hamlet Kofaka, and I'm going to be in touch with you.
So today we are doing a short meeting to present the project. So we are going to present the tool we are going to use during all this project. We are talking about the project plan, and we are going to discuss about our first ideas. So we have around 25 minutes. So what is the goal of this project is to design a new remote control. So it should be, of course, new and original, and it should be trendy and user friendly. That means it's a very challenging project. And, so we will try to do our best and hopefully come with something very new that people want to buy. So, what are we going to do during this project? So it's more like we are going to do individual work, all in our specialties, and we are going to meet each other quite often to discuss some kind of work. So now we are going to get used to the tools we are going to use during all this project. So we can try to use the whiteboard. For example, we can try to write what is our favorite animal and write our favorite algorithm. Just to get used to that.
So, what are you trying to do?
So, if you draw the other one? Should I draw the picture? Or
yeah,
you
can draw the picture, yes.
Okay, so. I would use the pyramid. So let's make some sketchy out. to first write it down because I'm not so sure if I can remember. Can you recognize this?
I think my favorite animal would be a cat. That's its head. I probably like cats the most because they're cuddly and furry and playful.
Just wait a moment.
Quickly put it here.
Make it as straight as possible. I'll throw it
in. Okay.
Yellow fell microphones for life.
Are you left-handed?
No. Should I kill? I think like horses because they are strong and beautiful. So if I want to ride it here, I think it can.
Maybe very cute.
Yeah, maybe we should just continue. Yeah, don't worry about it.
No,
we'll.
You can draw it.
Thank you.
Just try it.
Okay.
See how it looks like.
It may be like a cow or I don't know what. I'm not really good in drawing. Okay. Probably very. It's a bird, I think. I don't know what it is.
Well, I think it's clear.
I'm shameful.
It's okay. No, it's
good.
It's good. It's going to be beautiful.
And it's done.
Yeah.
So
good. So let's talk about money. We are going to sell. We want to sell this remote control for €25, and our expected profit will be around €50 million. And we are trying to have a market all around the world. So we know this not only for Switzerland but for Europe. So we expect a production cost of maximum 12.50 euros.
Per unit, I guess.
Yeah, of course. So we can start today to have a first idea of what we want to do, what are our experiments with remote control, and any idea. So if you have some experience, good or bad, with remote controls, you can share it and say what is your idea.
From experience, I've had remote controls in the past that have had they've had lots and lots of buttons, and they've been very small, and it's been very hard to use because there's so many buttons, and you know it's very hard to see which buttons do what, and the buttons are very small and very hard to press. And normally you only ever use, you know, on a TV remote you only ever use mostly, you know, four, maybe six buttons. It's frustrated me in the past.
Okay, I have also some points, maybe 2 points. First would be that in current remote control there is no backlight. So if you're playing with it in a dark room, it's probably worse to have something like a backlight, and maybe it could be also dependent on the amount of light in the room, so that if it's in the day it doesn't need to be backlighted because it works on the battery. So something like this. And the second point for me would be that in normal remote controls there are two buttons for volume control, but I prefer like a potentiometer or something like
that. Ah, okay.
You know, some slider, or
okay.
Not just two discrete buttons per volume, but something which.
Mm-hmm. Is that because of the discrete volume levels, or is that?
Yeah, but I can reach. You know, 1 second I can mute it down. Or
are you not afraid that if you take your remote control, you can move the slide and it could the volume can grow quickly and.
If it drops to the floor, then it
starts
to scream.
When you take the remote control, for example, on the table, you take it and you push the button, and everything is very loud. And you are loud.
Yeah. It depends what you feel about that.
Okay.
Yeah, we can think of these things afterwards, but if. I'm not sure you have some
you can use. Yeah, just a simple experience. I prefer remote control working with radio waves, because remote control working with infrared waves, you should keep it in a specific direction and then try it
without
a few moments.
Okay. Let's continue. We have a meeting in 5 minutes, so
okay.
Maybe we should hurry.
Okay.
So we will close this meeting. So we will have the next meeting in 30 minutes. So I will ask you to do some work. The interface developer will work on the design of the remote control, start to have new idea. And
which is how much?
Okay. He's the industrial designer? No, you're the industrial designer.
So I'm the technical designer.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think that's the industrial ID. Industrial designer. And the second one is the user interface designer.
Mm-hmm.
And then
okay.
The last one is marketing.
Okay, so.
For the user interface designer, which is Ahmed, you are going to work on the technical functions of the remote control.
Okay.
And for the marketing manager, which is Bob, you are going to try to find the user requirements. For remote control. You will receive by email the specific instructions and by your personal coach. So I see you in 30 minutes.
Great, okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Back to the real work.